However, we thought we needed to bring each other together on a matter that we were meant to have dealt with during our oversight session in Gauteng. For some reason, we did not do. That's why we now had to convene specially. And there is only one item on the agenda as stated in the notice distributed. We have seen the report. We did look at the report in our session when we met at the Land Bank, and agreed that we needed to fine-tune. We have the report in front of ourselves. Ours is to go through it, and meeting the required number for adoption in terms of quorum, we accordingly adopt or reject the report. The required number for us to adopt is 50 plus 1, which effectively gives us 8 number of members of parliament. We certainly do meet that requirement. We are 8 in this session as we speak now. We should thank all of us here and avoid as much as we can to score any points. You know, this is a matter, you know, a matter of this nature. You know, I'm sure as we go forward, Mr. Dutoy, we are going to learn that food does not care who you are and what ideology you possess. You know, people want to see themselves being provided with food. That's why we are here. You're correct. That's why we are all here. Members, can we give each other 5 minutes? Maybe, I don't know whether we have read the report. So we still need to read the report. It was handed out to us 2 weeks ago or so. Or maybe we should just go through page one, if there is anything on page one.
Okay. Yes. On the... On the bottom of Agricultural Forest and East, paragraph number 2, the bullets. On the first bullet, to promote commercial production, then by graduating subsistence farmers. I just wonder how would the committee express itself, what it means by graduating subsistence farmers. Why I ask this is because a subsistence farmer is by definition maybe somebody that's on a very small area, and to promote to commercial production there must be a certain minimum area to make it viable. So how are we going to express ourselves on that one? It's just a question. I don't say we need to change it, I just if I have to answer on it, I would be at a loss of words because I don't know how to answer that one. And the other one, to do a follow-up on land reform, if we could say a follow-up, maybe make the sentence a bit longer on that one, because a follow-up is not a clear indication. And then the last bullet, to assist households to improve food production. if it's a household, is it meant that a household is producing food in the backyard, or what are we, what do we mean by household, improving food production? Thank you.
Mama,
Chairperson, I think we need to give the doctor a free education here. Improving household food security. Every family should have a garden at the back of his or her own house. If each and every family can have a small garden, food will not be expensive because everybody will be producing in his or her own yard. Graduating small farmers, Chairperson, we are saying all small farmers should be assisted to grow. Growing means graduating. That's English. English is broad, Chairperson. And Chairperson, I will have a very serious problem in this meeting. This is our fifth, if not our sixth discussion on this very report. And every time we're taken from back forth, Chairperson, and it's not correct. Because we had a discussion on this very matter, and Mr. Doyle is taking us back. And we will never submit this report, Chairperson, if we allow things to be discussed after the discussion will be taken back. I will have a very serious problem with that, Chairperson. Because you said in that meeting, if there are people who think that there are issues that they need to do it during the recess. We had a two weeks term, Chairperson. I think they should have phone you and discuss with you some of these things. Then us tomorrow having a debate and we're now taken back. Thank you, Chairperson.
Members, if there is any other issue? The issue here that Mr. Dutoy and Mrs. Mabuza, that we are dealing with, it is an adoption of a report. We have gotten through this report. It has been with us. We have page one that we need to comment on. I would imagine the content, which is what we discussed, to a point where if you recall, members, we did indicate that we may not necessarily be able to deal with the substance of a number of these issues in this report. This is a report that we are all agreed upon that it has got its own limitations. However, for purposes of this exercise that we're about, we needed to clear up a few typographical areas and also some substance areas in relation to recommendations, because the report only spoke about challenges without giving much on recommendations. Now we did dwell on the recommendations in our last session. That's why we now have a report of this nature that elaborates on those recommendations. I must also mention, members, that the first bullet point that talks about the promotion of commercial production by graduating subsistence farmers. I must indicate, members, that there we are supposed to be talking about small scale. You've just said it, Mama, yourself. So subsistence could really be meaning hand to mouth. But small scale would be those that are on a par above subsistence. The essence of this statement is meant to be reading to graduating that small scale to commercial. I think that's the same. We are speaking in the same language. Yeah, I think we just need to take away that subsistence and replace it with small scale farmers. That's in a nutshell what we are all saying. You've used the word, Mama, small scale or small farmers, which is effectively what you are invariably saying. So we are speaking on the same page, as it were, on that very first bullet point. I think the rest really matters that we need to follow up ourselves on as we meet outside this report as to how do we take some of these issues forward. We have elaborated on land reform and how we should relate with the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. We have elaborated on all these other matters. We have a responsibility of taking those matters further. I'm sure the issue about households is very clear. It talks more about your gardens. I'm sure you have one at home.
In fact, no.
Okay.
Only what you call it stuff.
You have a farm,
no.
By the way.
No.
Oh.
Only what you call the stuff that you put in the food, herbs.
Oh. Okay. Members, I think that is clear on that first page. If we do not have any other issue, the only thing that we are doing there on that first page, we are just replacing the subsistence to small-scale farm, small-scale. That's typical.
Chairperson, I'm sorry to maybe take you back a bit. Seemingly, I might be having a different document from what the other members are having, the one that I received in my pigeonhole this morning when I came in.
Which one is that?
These are this is one of the documents that I received in my envelope in the pigeonhole. So I'm not sure whether I'm on the right. Yes, wavelength.
This is what we have.
Unfortunately, I don't have that one. So.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I was not there. I had gone by the time.
Oh.
I had gone by the time the report was finalized. So sorry.
Sorry about that. So, shall we then give you maybe 5 minutes? And just to familiarize yourself with the document. Whilst we're giving Baba Qobikulu time to go through the report, I wanted us to quickly, this is a matter that I thought we'd do just shortly after our session. ARC board nominations. Whether have we all been able to submit, because the matter is so urgent now that the department and the minister has actually called that we finalize the matter on Thursday. In other words, coming Thursday. I thought perhaps this is a matter that we also needed to touch base on. Have we all had an opportunity to submit nominations?
I did not have the chance of submitting, but I was only waiting to get a formal sort of circular that says we must submit the names. Remember, in our last meeting, the chairperson pointed out that we are still waiting for the formal info. A formal circulation inviting the names. So one has been in that unfortunate situation. But I wonder then, because I do have one name that I've come up with, I wonder then where to submit it, when and how.
Okay, can you just quickly take us through the process, Bolela, on the ARC board nominations?
Thank you, Chair. When there are nominations, the members of that committee bring forward the names to the secretary of the committee, or sometimes the committee can advertise. Then that advertisement be publicized to newspapers and request people to submit nominations, people that they nominate. And then the committee will sit and shortlist. And then the shortlisting, after the shortlisting is the interviews. But in this case, the agreement was between the committee and the department. So the nominations must come through to the secretary, and then they'll be, I'm sure, they'll be forwarded to the department. And then the department will do the rest. Thank you, Chair.
If I were just to say something very quickly, the law on this particular one does not allow us to shortlist. In fact, it literally makes us to be a post office, where in nominations we receive, we pass over to that selection panel that recommends the minister. That's the gap that the law has. We are not even able to recommend and so on. However, we did say that we should impress upon the minister that we be allowed an opportunity to her via that selection panel that we feel very strong that the following must be recommended. It's just an opportunity that we're pleading on. Otherwise, in the law, there is nothing whatsoever that gives us any such opportunity. If we were to read the law and the letter of the law, it only gives us an opportunity just to nominate or receive nominations, and then we hand over those to that selection panel. Also, the Speaker's office did indicate that they don't necessarily have to give us any notice per se. The matter did, however, appear on the ATC on a Friday 2 weeks ago, on the 27th of March. What the committee secretary was meant to have done was to circulate that ATC notice by way of the official, as per the note, the comment that you've made, Dada Zoyoku. However, we also do not have any requirement per se of meeting any specific deadlines for the speaker. The matter is with us and the ministry. So whatever we go through, it is something that we officially will then communicate in writing in a letter form, kindly receive the following nominations to the minister, and have a courtesy to the speaker as well. That's the process and the procedure that we are expected to follow. Is that clear enough now? So in other words, the process has, as we indicated in at the Land Bank office in our full committee session, that we need to move parallel these processes so that when time comes, they don't catch us, you know, wanting. So that process has started. Unfortunately, I was just saying to my secretary, because they had scheduled a session for Thursday, coming Thursday, in Pretoria. I was saying to her if we could just postpone that for next week. But that's a matter between me and that office, allowing us time you know, within this week to come forward with those nominations. So I don't think we do have that time. We effectively have to, in fact, I actually did write officially a letter to the minister and also to the speaker, allowing us until the 16th of April, time within which, you know, to exercise our own processes. You know, I thought that Tobekulu, we are giving you time just to go through the minutes, unless you feel comfortable. Then I thought perhaps let me just smuggle in this item that is not on the agenda, but quite urgent as well.
Chairperson, I think I do follow what you've just explained, and hopefully, as the members will be sort of perusing the or going through in agreement some points or in the report, then I think I'll be part of rather than sort of holding back the
proceedings.
Chair, I just want to ask the Secretariat, two names were submitted, the name of a Professor Molel, with his CV. He is involved in the agricultural faculty at the University of the North. I don't know whether that has been received. The second one is a Dr. Isaac van der Merwe, who holds an MSc in agriculture, who was a researcher and a scientist at the ARC in yesteryears. He's now out of it, and we thought that he too would be able to add value to a board of this nature. So those two were sent in. I don't know whether they were received. I specifically requested that they go to the email address of both the secretary as well as your secretary, Norma. So I don't know whether they were received. Our chairperson, with regard to the procedure, one understands what the legal situation is at the moment. But since the minister had announced that she is doing a complete assessment of all the laws that affect agriculture, I believe that appointments to boards, the Committee on Agriculture at Parliament, should be known in the matter, and that there should be some provision made in any future amendments to the laws, that there must be a statutory arrangement. This sort of thing is, to my mind, neither here nor there. We can take all the trouble, submit all the CVs, do whatever we want. At the end of the day, whoever it is will decide whether they're going to look at them or not, because you have no right as a committee to prioritize anything. It's a goodwill arrangement where one can request that we believe that these people will make a contribution, and therefore we recommend them. Whether that accepted or not is a different matter. Chair, talking of sneaking in this idea, I again just want to place on record my disappointment that the Barokologadi report, which was supposed to have come before us, has still not come, and I'm extremely disappointed after 8 months. I cannot understand why the report has not been put before the committee. Thank you.
We'll come to that, Mr. Abram. Members, what I would also do will be to indicate to the members here that we don't know as to who else has nominated or have been nominated. Some of those nominations have gone straight to the department. However, we are going to come together and get to hear who has been nominated and who has nominated among ourselves, and begin to say this is a package that we all get to be exposed to, all ourselves here as members. I must also mention the fact that
the issues of continuity and also issues of change, always they have their own tensions. They may not be primary tensions, they may be secondary tensions. But we must also be mindful of that as well, that there are those who have been in that board. We may not be familiar with them, but we need to be exposed as to who those would have been. The challenge that we have is that we are not able to do any proper assessment as to that board that exists or that existed, to a point where we are certainly going to go with an open mind and say, here are our nominations. But let's adopt an open mind, stance on these matters, and begin to say, these are the numbers or these are the people that we feel strong. The challenge that we have as well, given the fact that we have requested a deadline to be postponed until the 16th of April, we might just have to sit, especially I'm looking at the time of Thursday afternoon, for us just on this ARC board, for us to be exposed as to who is who within those nominations that we have thought of. But that's something that we might have to do maybe outside the meeting or after the meeting. That would be my humble request for us members, to go through that process so that we are not left behind. We have been given enough time since December time when this matter was stalled, because they had thought that they were going to conclude this matter by December. So the matter is still with us. Though they took longer to communicate with us through the speaker, however, the matter is now with us and it has taken this much long. So we might have to do some bit of more sacrifice and come together again by latest by Thursday, just specially to dedicate 2 hours on this matter, to get rid of it once and then we dispel with it. Mama Buza?
Jefferson, I just want to be clarified what will be our role, because we are not going to shortlist. At least those who have submitted the names, they have forwarded the names. So I don't understand what role are we going to play if we are going to meet for 2 hours just to look into the CVs. Meanwhile, we don't have any power to suggest or to recommend.
If members feel that we don't need to meet, I think it's our prerogative as well. I thought coming together would be familiarizing ourselves with who has been nominated, so that we also are able to say we strongly feel that these names of necessity, having been able to assess ourselves, the background of those people and so on, that these names, selection committee, selection minister, we feel very strong as a committee that they should be recommended, unless members feel otherwise. This is our process we need to interact with. Mama?
Chairperson, thank you. I'd like to second Mama Buza, because really, we don't have much to do with those things. I just think as long as those who have submitted those CVs, if they've done so.
It's enough.
I think it's enough.
Members, as I said, it is us again who have recommended that we go through a process of saying in the ultimate, Minister, granted, the letter and the spirit of the law does not allow us to play any role. It is also us, if you remember very well in our last session, that said, let us find ourselves being in a position of having to say, Minister, we strongly feel. If we are reneging
on that view. It is equally us, I guess that's what they say all the time. Only wise people change their minds. So I guess we are wise enough now to change our minds. I don't have any problem, members, if we feel that we should just go in accordance with the strictest, you know, understanding of the law that says we are simply a post office. I have no problem with that. If members feel that we simply must just receive this and then perhaps still meet the Thursday deadline of having to go to that meeting. In other words, we only have to meet today and tomorrow to submit those nominations. If members feel that way, I have no problem.
Chairperson, that's how I feel.
Is that the feeling of the meeting?
Chairman, I can't speak for Dr. Bosman. He's not here at the moment, so I can't comment on that.
Maybe Mr. Dutoy, for future, because these things are not happening for the first time. We operate here in this committee more as a collective. So that in future, I don't remember, you know, Dr. Postman making a statement when you are not in a meeting, saying, you know, Mr. Dutoy being not here, can't speak on his behalf. We operate as a collective. I think that's the style in which we need to adopt going forward.
Chairman, this matter we're discussing is on the agenda for today, because then I could have discussed with him. I spoke to him this morning on the telephone.
Yeah.
You see, if it was on the agenda, I only have this report here. So I spoke to him about the report, but I didn't speak to him about any other matter. But if I did know it was going to be discussed in such a manner that we have to take a decision, I would have spoken to him about it, you know, to hear his view on it.
Notwithstanding that issue, I think this is a matter that has been seized with us for quite some time now. And I do remember saying in our session when we met in Pretoria that this is a matter that is going to come running with us, if you remember very well. The fact that we needed to find ourselves ready, processes of nomination must come so that we don't find ourselves left behind. But notwithstanding all of those issues, members, I think we need to move forward. We have until Thursday, tomorrow late, to submit these nominations. And then we will still meet with the deadline of Thursday, go through that process in Pretoria, and then we take it from there.
Chairperson, I just want to correct something. Chairperson, if we are not careful, we'll set a precedent in this meeting that if so-and-so is not around, we can't discuss this. Because if this is going to be the trend, because it's happening for the second time, and we're not careful about it, next time, Chairperson, you will say, if Honorable Twala is not here, we're not going to discuss this. Is there a party issue of them not, of Mr. Bosman not being here? We can't stall the process of the committee because Mr. Dutoy did not consult Mr. Bosman. That is their party affair, Chairperson. And we cannot allow them to say progress should not be there because Mr. Bosman is not there. And I want us not to set a very bad precedent in this committee of saying if Salam is not here, we can't discuss. Because we have got our own members who sometimes don't come to the party, to the committee meeting. And we cannot say just because one member is not there, we cannot continue discussing issues. Thank you. Dedrick is not here right now. Can we say we're not going to take a decision here because Dedrick is not here? It's not going to be allowed. If Honorable Kebekul is not here, you cannot say you cannot discuss because Mr. Kebekul is not here. Let us not set a very wrong precedent. Thank you.
Let's not engage, let's not belabor on the issue. I think the point being made here, which I was making, is that we are in a committee session of Parliament. We are not in a boardroom wherein shareholders have a proxy to represent so-and-so. Now, a committee session works in a spirit of a collective approach. Decisions that are taken, they bind everybody, whether you are here or whether you're not here. So nobody has a right to take us backward when a decision shall have been agreed upon. So that's the spirit I want to actually expressing going forward, so that we have a clear understanding as to how best we really conduct ourselves in a committee session. Even if I'm not there when decisions are made or taken, I have no right to take the meeting backward. That's the spirit I want us to adopt going forward. I take it that the point has been minuted, Committee Secretary. Members, I think that's how we should conclude on a matter that I thought, let me, because of its urgency, let me bring for our attention so that we dispel with it once and for all. I was doing that whilst we were giving each other time to go through the minutes, not the minutes, the report. I tell you that we are down with page one of the report. Anything on page two?
Paragraph 1.2. Upon the transfer officially to the Department of Agriculture, scheduled to take effect on the 1st of April as gazetted, the committee will engage extensively with the department on the matter. I don't understand what we're trying to say there.
Page 2 on the very first paragraph there, on top. Upon the transfer of fisheries component to the Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries. Speak to the mic.
I take it that you want to put in the word component, fisheries component, but if you say as gazetted, then it covers that, because the gazetted part, you know, gives a clear definition of what is included. But I have no objection of putting in a component.
Engage on what?
Fisheries.
When they do what?
Upon the transfer of fisheries component to the Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries, scheduled to take effect on the first as gazetted, the committee would engage extensively with the department on the fisheries component matter. Are we fine? All what we've done, they have added component and also Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries. Any more still on the page two? Sorry?
Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries.
What about?
You only said Department of
Agriculture
and Fisheries.
Forestry and Fisheries.
No, you left out Forestry.
Okay. Now, are we fine with that page two? Page three?
On page 3, PPECB, the last lot, A. Since there is a large amount of legislation impacting on various forms in the industry, I think it should say impacting in various forms on the industry.
So which sentence is that?
A, 3.3, A in the last column, right-hand side, committee recommendations.
Since there is a large amount of legislation impacting on various forms.
In various forms. On the industry.
Is that good English?
I think it's better than what there is at the moment.
In various forms in the industry.
Impacting in various forms on the industry.
Agreed?
Yes.
We are now English people here. Any further comments on page 3? Page 4?
On challenges, above the conclusion, challenges B, the outbreak of Rift Valley fever demonstrated that provinces failed to budget for such eventualities that compound the problem. If we say they failed to budget, it means that they didn't have money to buy it. But we know the fact is that they didn't react and all placed their orders. Because the Western Cape did buy out a lot of it. Apparently the others did not. So I don't think it's a question of budget, because look, if it's Rift Valley fever, even if you have to borrow the money from APSA or any other bank, I mean, you would buy it. So it's not a question of budget. I think that's the wrong word. Maybe we should say fail to plan or implement, something like that, but I think budget is probably the wrong word. And then the other one under conclusion, the second bullet, subsistence farmers, as I take it, we have now discussed, that one should also be the small scale should be used rather. That's my 2 points on that page.
Mama Nyalumu?
I think the budget.
You can speak to the mic. Oh.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the word budget is correct, because I think the province doesn't have such a budget for disaster like this this fever. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you. On that word, subsistence, subsistence farmers. I think, Chair, if the committee can allow the word to be used in this manner, simply because my understanding of subsistence farming starts from the communal way of practice, where the communities, where the department has committed itself in helping those communal farmers to develop themselves, to utilize the land they have, so that there could be an improvement in production of food, and people will stop relying on handouts rather than we'll stop relying on handouts, so that the production will be improved in agriculture field, so that maybe the whole country will sort of be in a position to supply even the outside world, so to say. So my understanding of subsistence farming comes from that view. So I wonder if if that can be allowed in the committee to be left as it is. Thank you.
Mr. Brown? I think what one could say there is subsistence and small-scale farmers must be assisted towards graduating, the word end must come out, to commercial producers, because we also want the small-scale person to, we want to help him to graduate as well. So we'll be covering both. And I think that was the idea when we discussed it. Chair, the other one is this issue of the outbreak of Rift Valley fever. I remember very, very clearly telling that official from the Department of Agriculture that was present when a report was given to us by OBP, where OBP said that they had warned about the outbreak when the first cases were reported in the Northern Cape, and that some of the other provinces did not react timeously to procure products in order to fight the disease. And then I still remember telling the departmental official that you people have let us down. The department did not do its job. So I remember this one very clearly, Chair. I think what this needs to read is that the outbreak of Rift Valley fever demonstrated that some provinces failed to react timeously, and that compounded the problem. I think that is what actually happened. I mean, to be factual.
Are we... Sorry, Mama Mbuza?
No.
Covered. Yeah. Are we okay with that expression?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do we have any other thing? Are we fine with the subsistence and small scale?
Yeah.
Do we have any other... point on the very last page?
Chair, no, I'm not an Englishman, but I have a problem with the last bullet, the English, the last two lines, and overhaul with a view to streamlining and making their application enforcement as user-friendly to the agricultural, forestry, and fishery sector. I think application should come out, making their enforcement as user-friendly to the agriculture, forestry, and fishery sector. I think that word application is superfluous in this context.
Making their enforcement. Is this what you're saying? Taking away application end?
Yeah.
Are we covered with that?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
English people? Okay, I take it that, sorry.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, before you conclude, when I spoke to Dr. Bosman this morning, he just pointed out that it has been in the previous last meeting, which I could not attend because of my my Sunday problems that week, it has been pointed out that not all has been covered in this report, and the committee is aware of it so that we're not bound by only this report. This is not the total report. He also explained to me that there was a change of administrative persons where the previous person apparently did not have all the notes kept or I don't know what. But we quickly spoke about that, and he said just that it be noted that it is our view that this report does not cover all of the activities.
Mama?
Chairperson, in Pretoria we clearly stated that we should submit our report 3 days before the debate. And that was a clear understanding, and that is the procedure. That today we have completed this report, and tomorrow we are debating. chairperson, there's no way this report is going to be tabled in the ATC, if I'm correct, for public consumption. And there's no way that we can expect another report to come in piecemeal. The report, that is not a committee report. I believe, strongly believe, Chairperson, that this is your report, committee report, that you're going to present for public consumption. And if Mr. De Toit and Mr. Bosman did not make additions in the past 2 weeks, Chairperson, we are not going to allow an individual report, as you indicated earlier on, that we work as a collective. And I will say, Chairperson, we adopt this report and the report be presented to the relevant structure for publication. Thank you.
Well, what we have agreed upon in our last session, I guess what we are supposed to say to ourselves, firstly, we do have a permission to hold this session today. Also, we are permitted that there's a procedure of, you know, for late, you know, reports to be fast-tracked. So we are still in line with that, so that this is ready for tabling the ATC. I think it will appear, in fact, in tomorrow's ATC. So we are on course, having, you know, not to been keeping with the 3-day rule. So that's the situation that we have found ourselves in. So we are still on course. We are debating tomorrow. This report is allowed to come late, and it is going to appear in tomorrow's ATC. Now, that's the first point. The second point raised by Mr. Tutoi is that what Dr. Bosman was referring to, sorry that I find myself having to fall into the trap, effectively, what we did say in our last session is that for purposes of this exercise and for the budget, entities reporting to the committee in relation to budget, this report covers only those. There are other, you know, this is not a committee annual report that would have covered the rest of the other work that we shall have been doing. Included there will be, you know, competition commission, included there will be public hearings on this and that, and so on and so forth. But for purposes of this exercise, we have this report that covers only on budget-related matters. Entities and the department that report are accountable to the committee. So that's the explanation that we gave in our last session. For that reason, we have this report, and we have and engaged on it, and it is ready for us for adoption.
Chairman, is it necessary to say in the heading that it refers to those, or do we just omit it? It refers to those entities. I mean, the draft report, the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries on Budget Work number 25, referring to this and that, or do we just leave it as it is? Just a question.
If you read the introduction there on the very last paragraph, on Tuesday the 16th of March, the committee completed the budget hearing processes of the department and all entities reporting to the committee. Does that satisfy you now? Members, can we get any mover for adoption? Mrs. Palliser?
Chairperson, we move for adoption with the changes in the report.
Any second? Namatwala?
Seconded, Chairperson.
Okay. Thanks, members. The report has been duly adopted. And we also did extensively go through a matter that was not on the agenda, but quite urgent, on the ARC board. I think in the absence of any other matters, the meeting is duly adjourned. Thanks for your time. And good luck as you prepare for the budget debate tomorrow. We don't expect any fireworks. I repeat, we don't expect any fireworks tomorrow. We're about food production here and feeding the nation. Sorry, once again, the committee secretary seemingly has something. Thank you very much, members.